Beloved God, thank you for this opportunity to come together and to seek your blessing upon us, upon our church, upon our world. Help us to open to all that you desire for us to perceive and know and experience. And I thank you for all who are gathered here now, coming together with one accord to express those desires of our soul for your will to be manifested through our individual lives and our collective lives as a family of faith, and indeed for all of your children and all of your creation. Help us now to align our wills with your will, the desire of our souls with your great soul of limitless and unconditional love, and especially on this day, on the celebration of Thanksgiving, we indeed extend our deep and heartfelt gratitude for all of the blessings, all of the opportunities, everything that you continue to pour out for all of your purposes and ultimately for the fulfillment of your plan for your children of the earth. We thank you. For our first prayerful intention, may whatever is needed for all who are on Mum's prayer list and all others who are in need of your blessings, your peace, your healing, your comfort, may all of these blessings and gifts be received. For our second prayerful intention, we pray now that all of the friends, participants, and members of the family of faith at Monroeville United Methodist Church, that each of us individually and collectively might take those actions that are inspired by you, by your love and your will, and enact those things that you desire to be realized in this world. For our third prayerful intention, may all of the leaders at Mum and all of those who you are calling to greater leadership at Mum, may each and all receive your guidance. May they receive it clearly and act upon it in harmony with your will. For our fourth prayerful intention, may the United Methodist Church's leadership receive your guidance clearly and act upon it. For our fifth prayerful intention, may each of us here and each of those souls who are in some way, anyway, connected with Mom become beacons of your blessings and instruments of your grace, so that everyone that they encounter might be inspired to seek you and all of the blessings that you so greatly desire to give. For our sixth prayerful intention, loving God, help each of us to become channels of your healing, your peace, your harmony for humankind. For our seventh prayerful intention, beloved God, help us to become instruments of your peace, your healing, your blessings for our Mother Earth. And for our final focused prayerful intention, I would pray that each of us now would open our hearts and our souls to receive every blessing that you desire to give, that we would come to you with absolute faith and complete trust, that we might continue our progress toward the goal of allowing your will to be expressed through us without any resistance or interference on our part, that we would be clear channels of your grace. Source of life and love, thank you for allowing us to come together in this sacred space and in this time to commune with you, to commune with one another. We thank you for your love, for the reality of love that transcends all barriers of space and time. We thank you for the outpouring of your blessing upon us, our families, our church family, humanity, our planet. Help us to remember that we are yours and that we are precious to you, and that all of your children and all of your creation is precious to you. And that we might walk humbly and gently in this world, seeking to bring your light and your love wherever we might go. That through our way of being, our words, our actions, our thoughts, and our feelings, all of these expressions of who we truly are as your children, that these things would help to bring greater light and love and harmony to this world. We thank you for who you are, for who we are, and for who we are to each other. We are so grateful. We are so thankful. Amen.